读这几节经文，我来读单数节，然后请弟兄姊妹们念双数节。
Let's read together. I will read the singular numbers, and you will read the even numbers.
Chapter 4, verse 1. 我为主被囚的劝你们，既然蒙召行事为人，就当与蒙召的恩相称。
凡事谦虚温柔忍耐，用爱心互相宽容，
用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
身体只有一个，圣灵只有一个，正如你们蒙召同有一个指望，
一主一信一喜。
一神就是众人的父，超乎众人之上，冠乎众人之中，也住在众人之内。
感谢主，愿他祝福他自己的话语。
Praise the Lord, may he bless his own word.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的天父。
Dear Heavenly Father.
我们感谢你召聚我们今天在这里，在你的圣殿里面聚集。
We thank you for gathering us to gather together to praise you.
求主你的圣灵赐下合一的心。
May the Holy Spirit give us a heart of unity.
让我们可以一同明白你的真理。
So that we might understand your truth.
而且同心合一的在教会里面遵行。
And we obey your words with one heart in the church.
愿我们作为主耶稣的肢体。
May us be the body of Christ.
彼此的联络。
And connected with each other.
彼此的帮助。
And help each other.
一同的成长。
And grow together.
可以将一切的荣耀都归给你自己。
So that all the glories will be to you.
我们这样祈求祷告，是奉耶稣基督宝贵得胜的名。
We pray in our Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. 感谢主，我们从两周前的主日开始传讲以弗所书的第四章。
Praise the Lord. We started preaching in chapter 4 of Ephesians 2 weeks ago.
我们上次讲到以弗所书前三章和后三章有明显的区别。
Last time we talk about the difference between the first three chapters and the latter three chapters.
第一章到第三章主要是在阐述教义和原则。
The first three chapters, they teach us about the doctrines and principles.
而第四章到第六章着重在实践和运用这些教义和原则。
Chapter 4 and 6, Paul focuses in practice and application.
第一章和第三章着重于真理的阐述。
The first three chapters expound the truth.
而第四章到第六章着重于在实际的生活当中劝诫和指导信徒该如何行。
And chapter 4 to 6 focuses in exhortation and guidance.
也可以说第一章到第三章在讲教会崇高的地位。
The first three chapters talks about the eminence of the church.
而四章到六章是在讲信徒非常实际的日常为人。
And chapter 4 to 6 talks about how Christians should live their daily life.
当然我们也讲到前三章和后三章又是不能够分开的。
We claim that the first three chapters and the latter three chapters are inseparable.
因为教义是实践的基础。
Because doctrine is the foundation of application.
而实践又是教义的必然结果。
And application is the certain outcome of doctrine.
我们上次还概括了四章到六章的教导。
We briefly listed the teaching in chapter 4 to 6 last time.
四章一节概括了信徒生活的总原则。
Chapter 4, verse 1 conclude the general principle of Christian's life.
即我们的行事为人 要以所蒙的恩相称。
That we should walk in a manner worthy of the heavenly calling.
而后面四章到六章的内容又分为七个方面，讲到了信徒生活的原则。
And the contents in chapter 4 to 6 can be separated in seven aspects.
第一，行在合一中。
The first one, walk in unity.
第二，行在圣洁中。
The second, walk in holiness.
第三，行在爱心中。
The third, walk in love.
第四，行在光明中。
The fourth, walk in the light.
第五，行在智慧中。
The fifth, walk in wisdom.
第六，行在征战中。
The sixth, walk in spiritual wrestling.
第七，行在祷告中。
The seventh, walk in prayer.
那我们今天就要来开始讲信徒蒙召生活的第一大方面。
So we will start talking about the first aspect of Christian life. Let's
即是行在合一中。
Let's walk in unity.
这个题目很大。
This topic is a big one.
我们分几次来讲。
We will separate it in several sermons.
今天我们主要来讲什么是合一。
Today we will focus on what is unity.
我们来初步观察一下刚才所读的经文，就是以弗所书四章一节到六节。
Let's look at the scripture we just read.
在原文里面，这几节经文其实只有一句话。
In the original text, these verses they are just one sentence.
我们已经讲过第一节，在这里就不再赘述了。
We've already covered the first verse last time, and we won't repeat it.
现在我们来看第二到第三节。
Now let's look at verse 2 and 3.
这两节有六个具体的吩咐。
There are six concrete commandments in Chinese translation.
要谦卑。
Be humble.
要温柔。
Be gentle.
要忍耐。
Be patient.
要用爱心互相宽容。
Bear with one another in love.
要用和平彼此联络。
Unite peacefully with each other.
要竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
And maintain the unity of the Holy Spirit.
而从第三节到第六节，一共出现了八个一。
And from verse 3 to 6, there are eight ones in total.
伟杰，你把那个 PPT 拉回到前一章了。这个八个一分别是合而为一
Unity
一个身体
One body
一个圣灵
One spirit
一个指望
One hope
一主
One Lord
一信
One faith
一喜
One baptism
一神
One God
而这个合而为一在原文里面其实也是一
And the unity in the original text is also one
所以第二节到第六节的中心思想是呼召教会保守这个义。
So therefore, the central idea of verse 2 to 6 is to encourage the church to maintain oneness,
即合一
or unity.
第二节到第三节的这六个吩咐，要谦卑，要温柔，要互相忍耐等等，是保守合一的途径。
The commands of verse 2 to three, this series of ones are the way to maintain unity.
The commandments: be humble, be gentle, be patient. These commandments are means to unity. 而四到六节的一连串的一，一个身体，一个圣灵，一个指望，一主一信一喜一神，则是保守合一的前提和基础。
And the series of ones in verse 4 to 6, one body, one spirit, one hope, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, and one God, are the prerequisites and foundations for maintaining unity.
所以这几节经文。的中心都是指向要保守合一。
So the center of these words are pointing to the oneness.
那么我们先来看一下，为什么 要这么着重合一，它的重要性在哪里？
Now let's see why we focus so much in unity. Why is it is important?
行在合一中，在信徒行事为人的七个方面居首，足见其重要性。
Working in unity is the first aspect among the seven of Christian life. This implies its importance.
的确，神对教会的合一非常的重视。
In fact, God emphasizes a lot in on the unity of the church.
不仅是在以弗所书中，也在新约圣经其他的方面有着重的教导。
Not only in the Ephesians, but also in some other books of the New Testament.
主耶稣自己，在被卖的那一夜，为属他的人向父神祷告。
In the same night in which he was betrayed, the Lord Jesus prayed to God the Father for those who belonged to him.
即大祭司的祷告。
This is what we call the high priest's prayer.
其中他特别为圣徒的合一祷告，就记在约翰福音十七章。
In it, he specifically prayed for the unity of the saints, as recorded in John 17.
约翰福音十七章十一节，从今以后，我不在世上，他们却在世上。我往你那里去，圣父啊，求你因你所赐给我的名保守他们，叫他们合而为一，像我们一样。
John chapter 17, verse 11, I will read. And I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world. And I am coming to you, Holy Father. Keep them in your name, which you have given me, that they may be one, even as we are one.
使徒的相关教导，除了以弗所书以外，众使徒对合一也有多处教导。
Besides Ephesians, the apostles teach about unity in several places.
比如在哥林多前书一章十节。
For example, in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10.
弟兄们，我借着我们主耶稣基督的名，劝你们都说一样的话，你们中间也不可分党，只要一心一意，彼此相合。
1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10.I appeal to you, brothers, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you agree and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be united in the same mind and the same judgment.
在同一本书信里，保罗也严厉警告结党纷争、破坏教会合一的人。
In the same epistle, Paul also sternly warned those who cause division and strife.
哥林多前书三章十六节，岂不知你们是神的殿，神的灵住在你们里头吗？若有人毁坏神的殿，神必要毁坏那人，因为神的殿是圣的，这殿就是你们。
First Corinthians chapter 3 verse 16 to 17, Do you not know that you are God's temple and that God's spirit dwells in you? If anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy him.For God's temple is holy, and you are the temple.
对腓立比教会，保罗也有类似的教导。
For the church of Philippians, Paul teach the similar thing.
腓立比书二章二节，你们就要二章二节到四节，你们就要意念相同，爱心相同，有一样的心思，有一样的意念，使我的喜乐可以满足。凡事不可结党，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀。只要存心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强，个人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。
Philippians chapter 2, verse 2 to 4. So if there is any encouragement in Christ, any comfort from love, any participation in the Spirit, any affection and sympathy, complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love.Being in full accord and of one mind. Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourselves. Let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others.
保罗也劝腓立比教会两位互相之间有嫌隙的同工啊，他们要和要同心，这是在四章二节到三节。
Paul also urged two co-workers who have a conflict to strive for unity.
四章二节到三节，我劝有阿底和寻都基要在主里同心。我也求你这真实同父一轭的帮助这两个女人，因为她们在福音上曾与我一同劳苦，还有格利勉，并其余和我一同做工的，他们的名字都在生命册上。
Philippians chapter 4 verse 2 to 3, Paul said, I entreat Euodia and I entreat Syntyche to agree in the Lord. Yes, I ask you also, true companion, help these women who have labored side by side with me in the gospel together with Clement and the rest of my fellow workers, whose names are in the book of life.
使徒彼得也有这样的教导，彼得前书三章八节，总而言之，你们都要同心，彼此体恤，相爱如弟兄，存慈怜谦卑的心。
Not only Paul, Peter also teaches about unity. In 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 8, he said, finally, all of you have unity of mind, sympathy, brotherly love, a tender heart, and a humble mind.
所以大家看到，神对教会的合一是何等的重视。
So you can see how God emphasizes on the unity of the church.
那么合一为什么如此重要呢？
Why unity is so important?
有几个主要的原因。
We have several reasons.
第一个，合一的教会是神美好的见证。
First, a church in unity is a beautiful testimony of Jesus Christ.
主耶稣在约翰福音十七章大祭司的祷告里面这样说。
In John 17, in the high priest's prayer, Lord Jesus says,
我不但为这些人祈求，也为那些因他们的话信我的人祈求，使他们都合而为一，正如父在我里面，我在你里面，使他们也在我们里面，叫世人可以信你差了我来。你所赐给我的荣耀，我已赐给他们，使他们合而为一，像我们合而为一。我在他们里面，你在我里面，使他们完完全全的合而为一，叫世人知道你差了我来，也知道你爱他们如同爱我一样。
Lord Jesus prayed, I do not ask for this only, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, that they may all be one, just as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. The glory that you have given me, I have given to them, that they may be one even as we are one, I in them and you in me.That they may become perfectly one, so that the world may know that you sent me and loved them even as you loved me.
主祈求父神使信徒能合一，世人看见这样的合一，就可以知道主是父神那里差来的独生爱子，而且信徒是蒙神所爱的。
The Lord prayed that God the Father would unite the believers.So that the world would see this unity and know that the Lord is the only begotten Son sent by God the Father, and that believers are loved by God.
为何能够如此呢？
Why is this possible?
因为信徒完全的合一，能够反映独一真神各位格之间的完全合一。
Because the perfect unity of believers can reflect the perfect unityAmong the three persons in the only true triune God.
也反映教会作为基督身体和元首主耶稣之间的合一。
And also the unity between the church as the body and Christ as the head.
因为我们所信的是独一的真神。
We believe in the only true God.
正如刚才所念的经文三到六节所列的，一个身体，一个圣灵，一个指望，一主，一信，一喜，一神。
As listed in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 3 to 6, one body, one spirit, one hope, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, and one God.
教会的合一是神的合一本性的必然结果。
Church unity is a certain result of God's unity.
这种合一是这个充满了自私、分裂和争斗的世界所没有的。
This unity is not found in a world full of selfishness, division and conflict.
所以世人看到了教会有这样真正的合一的时候，就知道这肯定是从神来的。
Therefore, once the world see it, they will know it is from God.
正如在以弗所书第三章保罗所讲的。
Just as in Ephesians chapter 3, Paul talk about.
上帝拯救了犹太人，也拯救了外邦人。
God saved the Jews and he also saved the Gentiles.
他使这些得救的人在教会里面成为一体。
He make saved people into one people.
本来这两种人之间有一道无法逾越的墙。
Actually, at first, between these two kinds of people, there is a wall which is uncrossable.
充满了宗教上的、文化上的各样的偏见。
Full of prejudice in religion and culture.
在人看来，这两种人是不可能合在一起的。
From man's perspective, these two kinds of people will never be one.
但就是因为上帝的大能拆毁了他们中间的墙。
But because of God's power, he destroyed the wall in the middle.
这是只有神能够行的神迹。
This is the miracle only God can do.
所以保罗看见神的作为。
So Paul see God's work.
就不住的赞叹。
And He is amazed and praised the Lord.
说神能用他的大能大力。
He says God can use his might and his power.
做成我们人心未曾想到。
To fulfill what we human beings never think about.
远超过我们所思所想的一切。
Far beyond what we think.
所以。这样的合一就是对神最好的见证。
So this kind of unity is the best testimony of God.
第二点，合一也是教会站立和兴旺的基础。
Second, unity is the foundation upon which the church stands and thrives.
主耶稣在马太福音教导过一条常识性的真理。
Lord Jesus taught a common sense truth.In the Gospel of Matthew,
马太福音十二章二十五节，耶稣知道他们的意念，就对他们说：“凡一国自相纷争，就成为荒场；一城一家自相纷争，必站立不住。”
Matthew chapter 12, verse 25. Jesus knew their thoughts and said to them, "Every kingdom divided against itself will be ruined, and every city or household." Divided against itself will not stand.
这个道理同样也适用于教会。
This principle also applies to the church.
教会作为一个集体，如果内部没有合一，自相纷争，四分五裂，必站立不住，自身难保，也谈不上为主做见证，谈不上震动撒旦的国。
If the church as a whole does not have unity and strife internally andFinally, it will fall apart. It cannot stand firm, and it is impossible to protect itself, let alone witnessing for Christ and shaking Satan's kingdom.
而合一的教会蒙神祝福，事工兴旺。
And on the other hand, a church of unity is blessed by God and is prospered in the ministry.
如使徒行传所记的，在二章四十四节到四十七节。
As it was written in the book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 44 to 47.
信的人都在一处，凡物公用，并且卖了田产、家业，照个人所需用的分给个人。他们天天同心合意，恒切地在殿里，且在家中掰饼，存着欢喜、诚实的心用饭，赞美神，得众民的喜爱。主将得救的人天天加给他们。
Acts 2, verse 44 to 47. And all who believed were together and had all things in common. And they were selling their possessions and belongings and distributing the proceeds to all as any had need. And day by day attending the temple together and breaking bread in their homes. They received their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to their number day by day those who were being saved.
第三点，在基督里合一也是神最终的心意。
The third point, unity in Christ is the ultimate will of God.
大家应该还记得以弗所书一章十节。
You all may still remember Ephesians chapter 1 verse 10.
要照所安排的，在日期满足的时候，使天上地上一切所有的，都在基督里面同归于一。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 10 as a plan for the fullness of time to unite all things in him, things in heaven and things on earth.
这里讲到神将来要以基督为首建立一个新的次序。
We talk here that God will use Christ as head to build a new order.
将来有一天，万膝都要向主耶稣跪拜。
And in the future, one day, all the knees will bend to Jesus Christ.
万口都要称他为主。
And all mouths will confess Jesus Christ is the Lord.
而这样一个新秩序今天就已经在教会里开始了。
And this new order is already established in the church.
教会里面认识主的真信徒。
And the true Christians who really know the Lord.
向主跪拜。
They worship Jesus Christ.
口称他为主。
They confess Jesus Christ is the Lord.
同心合意的敬顺服他。
They obey his commandments with one heart.
所以教会里的这样的合一是将来这个新次序的一个见证，一个预告。
So the unity of the church is the testimony and a sign of the of that new order.
所以在过去、现在和将来神的心意都是要教会在基督里合一。
Therefore, either in the past, or now, or in the future, the unity in Christ is always God's will on the church.
但是呢，这样的合一是不容易的。
But this kind of unity is hard to achieve.
在历世历代，我们看到，在各地的各样的教会里面，常常也有纷争和分裂。
Throughout the age, there have been divisions and strife in churches in various places.
从使徒保罗还有其他使徒的书信里面
，from Paul and other apostles' epistles,
我们看到几乎从教会建立的第一天开始，神的仆人就要解决这样的问题。
We see that from the first day, church. Established, the servants of God need to handle this kind of issues.
这样的挑战首先是因为人和人之间本身就有差别。
There is such an issue is because at first people are different from other people.
正如刚才讲到的， 犹太人和外邦人之间有很大的差别。
Just as we already said, Jews and Gentiles, they are very different.
而外邦人当中也有背景、教育、阶层、思想各样的差别。
And even Gentiles, we have a lot of difference in background, education, and
education and opinions.
And opinions.
所以这是教会合一的一个挑战。
So this is why unity is hard.
也是因为人仍然有罪性和软弱。
And it is because human beings has a sinful nature and we have weakness.
主教导我们在世界上在教会里面还有败子和麦子。
And the Lord taught us that in the church there will be wheat and weeds.
也就是说在教会里面有真正属主的有不属主的。
Which means in the church there will be true Christians who belong to Christ and the fake Christians who is not belong to Christ.
他们之间是不可能在灵里面有一个完全的合一的。
And there won't be a true unity between the true Christian and the fake Christians.
而即使圣徒个人也有不完全的地方。
And even for the true Christians, the saints, they have imperfectness.
甚至像伟大的使徒保罗和巴拿巴这样的人。
Even for the great apostles like Paul and Barnabas,
他们也有可能为了是不是带上马可参加第二次宣教旅程而产生争吵。
They could argue on whether they should take Mark to their second ministry trip.
甚至分道扬镳。
Even they separate with each other.
第三，教会作为整体也是需要长进。
And the third, the church as a whole.It's also immature and needs to grow.
在历史上，教会需要跟各样的异端，和不幸做斗争。
In church history, church has to fight with all kinds of heresies and unbelief.
在这个过程当中，对于持守合一。也是一个挑战。
In this procedure, how to maintain unity is also challenging.
当然，也加上仇敌利用人的软弱、人的差别和罪性，攻击教会，使教会不能够合一。
And on the other hand, Satan will attack the church by exploiting man's sinful nature and weakness.
所以呢，这个是就是教会所面对的现实。
That's the fact the church should face.
所以保罗说，我们要竭力来保守圣灵所赐的，这个合而为一的心，因为他也知道这个不容易。
So that's why Paul said we must strive for unity because it's difficult.
当然，我们也看到众教会也都做了许多合一的努力。
And churches have also made all kinds of efforts for it.
那呢我们但是呢我们首先要清楚明白的是一个问题，就是什么是神所要的真正的合一。
But we must first clarify what is the true unity that God desires.
只有在这个问题上清楚了，才能够达到神心意中的目标。
Only after we are able to answer this question, we might be able to walk in God's will.
才能让我们的努力不致白费。
So that our effort won't be in vain.
那么我们就用今天以下的时间来讲几点，到底是什么是真正的合一。
So in the remaining time, we will talk about what is the true unity.
这个题目呢，我们还有不少内容要留到下一次再讲。
We have a lot of information of this topic will be left for next sermon.
好，我们首先来看，真正的合一，首先是在基督里面的合一。
First of all, the unity is in Christ.
所以在保罗的书信里面，他反复强调在耶稣基督里面。
So in Paul's epistles, he repeatedly emphasizes that this unity is in Christ.
那么在基督里合一，到底是什么意思呢？
So what does it mean to have unity in Christ?
首先，它意味着这种真正的合一只能在真正重生的属耶稣的人当中才能实现。
It means this unity will only be fulfilled among the true Christians who have been reborn by the Holy Spirit.
这也就是意味着教会与世界在灵里面实际上是不能够联合的。
This also means church can never be united with the world.
保罗在哥林多后书六章十四节这样教导我们，十四节到十六节，你们和不幸的原不相配，不要同负一轭。义和不义有什么相交呢？光明和黑暗有什么相通呢？基督和比列有什么相合呢？信主的和不信主的有什么相干呢？神的殿和偶像有什么相同呢？因为我们是永生神的殿，就如神曾说，我们要在他们中间居住，在他们中间来往，我要做他们的神，他们要做我的子民。
Paul taught us in 2 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 14 to 16. He said, Do not be unequally yoked with unbelievers, for what partnership has righteousness with lawlessness, or what fellowship has light with darkness, what accord has Christ with Belial, for or what portion does a believer share with an unbeliever, what agreement has the temple of God with idols, for we are the temple of the living God, as God said, I will make my dwelling among them, and walk among them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people.
这不是说教会不和世界上的人来往，而是说教会的领导、任性、使命、运行目标等等，都是按照神的原则，不按照世界的原则，甚至是与世界为敌。
It does not mean the church should not interact with unbelievers. It means that the church leadership, confession, mission, administration, goals, etc., all these are set up accordingTo God's principles, not worldly principles, or even it's against the principles of this world.
正如主耶稣所说的，我的国不在这个地上。
Just as Jesus Christ said, my kingdom is not in this world.
在基督里合一也意味着教会是以基督为元首的，教会要心意一致的顺服基督，向他看齐，以他为标杆。
Can you slow that a little bit?
Okay. 在基督里合一也意味着教会是以基督为元首的。
So, unity in Christ means the church, means Christ is the head of the church.
信徒们要心意一致地顺服基督。
And the Christians should obey Christ with one heart.
向他看齐。
And
以他为标杆。
And run Jesus, run and use Jesus as their goal.
而不是按自己人自己的意思个性启示。
But not according to their own wills.
在基督里合一也意味着教会是要以基督的心为心。
So unity in Christ also means the church should have the mind of Christ.
众信徒要一起效法基督。
So all the Christians should imitate Christ.
大家都要以被磨成基督的样式为自己的人生目标。
So everyone should set up our life goal as being like Jesus.
那么在真正的合一呢，第二点也是说是灵里的合一。
So the true unity is in spirit.
正像这个以弗所书四章第三节所说的，要保守的是圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
Just as verse 3 of Ephesians chapter 4, it says to maintain the unity of the Holy Spirit.
这个意味着第一，圣灵的工作不是人手造成的。
It means unity is the work of the Holy Spirit, not the work of man.
这是同一位圣灵感动众人的结果。
It's the result that all are being moved by one spirit, the Holy Spirit.
这个合一呢，是由里到外的合一，是由灵里面心思意念到行为和关系上的合一。
This unity is from inside out. It's from spirit, mind and to the behavior and the relationship.
这个不是表面上的，组织上的合一。
It is not a superficial organizational unity.
真正的合一呢，也意味着这个合一不是被创造出来的，而是需要保守的。
So the true unity is not created by man. It should be maintained.
所以我们刚才经文里看到，这个是圣灵里面赐下来的。
So.From the words we can see, unity is a gift of Holy Spirit.
也就是说，真正在基督里的教会，圣灵自然会赐下这样的合一。
Which means, if a church is truly in Christ, Holy Spirit will keep this unity.
但是可能因为人的罪性和撒旦的攻击而遭到破坏。
But it could be.Broken because of human beings' sinful nature and Satan's attack.
所以保罗的教导就是说，我们要来竭力的保守这样的合一。
So that's why Paul emphasized that we must strive to maintain the unity.
第四点，真正的合一是真理里面的合一。
The fourth, the unity is in truth.
我们再来看主耶稣在约翰福音十七章。二十到二十一节里面的，这个为圣徒合一的祷告，在这个祷告之前的十七节到十九节，主耶稣有这样的一个祷告，就是在为圣徒的合一祷告之前，约翰福音十七章十七节，主这样说：“求你用真理使他们成圣，你的道就是真理。”你怎样差我到世上，我也照样差他们到世上。我为他们的缘故，自己分别为圣，叫他们也因真理成圣。然后呢，他才为圣徒祷告说：“使他们都合而为一，正如父你父在我里面，我在你里面，使他们也在我里面。”
In John chapter 17, verse 20-21, the Lord prays for the unity of the saints.But before that, in verse 17 to 19, the Lord asked God, the Father, to sanctify those belonging to him with truth. John chapter 17, verse 17 to 19, let me read for you. Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth, as you sent me in the world. So I have sent them into the world, and for their sake I...consecrate myself that they also may be sanctified in truth.
这个就告诉我们，在耶稣基督里面真正的合一，只有是那些领受了真理，在真理里面分别为圣，也就是说在真理里面被重生的那些信徒们才有这样的合一。
So this tells usOnly those who are sanctified by the truth of God can truly be spiritually united.
好，我们讲完了这几点，关于什么是真合一的定义。
So we finish what is the true unity.
我想跟弟兄姊妹一起运用一下这几个原则。
Let's try to apply these principles in our life.
我举几个例子然后呢请大家根据刚才所讲的几点看一看这个算不算真的合一。
I will give you several examples so you can, according to what we have talked about, you can think about it, at least true unities.
第一个就是所谓现在世界上的宗教大联合运动。
There is an ecumenical movement in which people tries to, try to unite, all religions.
有的是将各样的宗教，不管是基督教、天主教、佛教、伊斯兰教等等，联合起来，以达成某一些世界上美好的目标。
They try to unite Christianity, Christians with Catholics, Buddhists, or Islam, try to achieve something looks good to this world.
比如说天主教的教皇会跑去跟其他宗教的领袖去开会。
For example, the Pope will go to have some meeting with some other the leaders of some other religions.
为了让这些不同宗教的人能够联合在一起来促进世，比如说促进世界的和平。
They will try to do something looks good. For example, they will make their effort for peace.
问题就是，这个是不是上帝心意当中的合一？
So the question is this a true unity in God's will?
我们对照一下刚才所讲的。
Let's look together with what we talk about.
这种的联合并不是基督里的合一。
This so-called unity is not the true unity in Christ.
也不是圣灵当中的合一。
It's not the unity in spirit.
也不是圣灵赐下来我们需要保守的。
It's not the unity gifted by the Holy Spirit and which we need to maintain.
也不是耶稣基督所赐下真理里的合一。
And it is also not unity in truth.
所以这个合一并不符合神的心意。
So,Their unity is not the unity in God's will.
好，那么第二个例子。
So second example.
在教会里面，很多人常常只讲爱，不讲真理，不讲教义。
In many churches, the pastors or elders they only teach about love and never talk about truth and doctrines.
因为真理。和教义容易引起争论
，because truth and doctrines they are offensive and they are easy to cause argues，
有可能造成教会的分裂
，and it's possible to cause the division of the church。
那么，这种所谓的保守合一，是不是符合神的心意
？So is this so-called unity the unity in God's will？
这种合一。是不是真理里面的合一
？Is this unity in truth？
是不是圣灵里的合一
？Is this unity in spirit？
恐怕不是。
Of course not。
因为圣经里明确教导说，在爱心里要说诚实话。
Because the Bible teaches very clearly, we should speak the truth in love。
而且呢，我们上次也讲过，教义是我们实践生活的基础。
And as we talk about last time, doctrines they are the foundation for how we live a true Christian's life.
你拿掉了清楚的真理和教义。
You take away the clear truth and doctrines.
你就拆除了真合一的基础。
And you destroy the foundation for real truth.
第三个例子。
Our real unity.
第三个例子。
The third example.
我们说基督徒可以参政。
Can Christians participate in political activities?
那么可不可以在各种社会的议题上与各样不同的保守派联合呢？
Can we collaborate with other kinds of conservatives on different social issues?
比如说天主教他们是坚决反对堕胎。
For example, the Catholic, they strongly oppose abortion.
他们也是不任命女性的主教。
And they do not appoint a female bishop.
摩门教他们是明确反对同性恋婚姻的。
And the Mormons, they clearly oppose gay marriage.
而不少灵恩派的教会呢，它在政治上实际上是很保守的，虽然他们在神学上非常的放任。
And the charismatic churches, they are political conservatives and theological liberal.
那么我们正统的教会可以在这些议题上和他们持相同立场吗？
So the question is, can we share the same position on these issues with them?
甚至在一些社会活动上可以合作吗？
Can we collaborate with them on a specific social activity?
这些都是值得我们思考的问题。
These are worth thinking about.
但是呢，我们有一条底线。
But we have a bottom line.
按照我们刚才所看的几条原则。
According to the several principles we just talked about.
我们没有办法在真理，在属灵上和刚才所说的这些的政治上的保守派合一的。
We can never spiritually united with them.
我们因为我们在真理上和他们不同。
Because in truth we are different from them.
好，因为时间的关系，我们总结一下今天所讲的内容。
Because of the time limit, let's conclude this sermon.
我们讲到合一的重要性。
We talk about the importance of unity.
上帝非常非常重视教会合一的见证。
God really valued the unity of church.
我们也讲到为什么合一如此的重要。
And we also talk about why unity is so important.
因为教会的合一是上帝合一本性的自然的反应。
Because church, the unity of the church is the certain outcome of God's unity.
也是神本性美好的见证。
And it's the testimony to God's essence.
我们也讲了一部分什么是真正的合一。
And we also talk about a part of what is the true unity.
那么我也剧透一下下次讲到的内容。
So next time we will continue to talk about what true unity is.
对，我们会继续讲什么是真正的合一。
We will continue to talk about what is true unity.
我们也会开始讲如何保守合一。
And we will start talking about how to maintain unity.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.
所有的天父，我们感谢你，我们赞美你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you and we praise you.
我们今天之所以能够同心合一的来到你的面前。
Today we can come before you and worship you with one heart.
是你自己的工作。
It's your own work.
是你自己圣灵所赐下来的合一。
It's the gift of Holy Spirit.
不是我们人手所造成。
It's not created by our own.
但求主你帮助我们。
May Lord help us.
能够竭力地保守圣灵所赐的这样的合一。
To try our best to maintain the unity of Spirit, Holy Spirit.
让我们的合一是在基督里的。
May our unity is in Christ.
让我们的合一是在圣灵里的。
May our unity is in the Holy Spirit.
让我们的合一也是在真理里的。
May our unity